Okay, we're recording and we're live, and that's it. So now, as you know, I've been doing a lot of thinking about the podcast. I was thinking about starting my own business. I was thinking about a lot of stuff. I was thinking about making this episode. And so what I was wanting to do is kind of break this up into two parts, but we'll just roll with it and see what happens. First off, it's the Daily Podcast. My name is Will.
My name is Itzeli.
And that's going to be the last time I say that because I'm switching it up. I'm changing the name. Itzeli was my co-host for a little bit. She's getting fired. Not that you're getting fired.
I'm about to go take a nap then.
I'm just switching it up because originally what I wanted to do was kind of have like a dynamic with both of us since we both have different perspectives. But I talk a lot and I talk way more. So I'm just going to do it. You never really wanted to podcast anyway. You never really wanted to. My point exactly. I know you were, but it was never really. And that's what's up. High five.
Quit.
No, for sure. I appreciate that. You were. But it was never really like your thing. You never really wanted to do it.
No, because I don't like to talk.
See, exactly. So we came to a mutual understanding. And so what I'm going to do is rename the podcast, redo the whole thing, and it's going to be cool. It's going to be cool. We're moving forward. It's all about progress. But what I was thinking earlier, okay, so when was this? Monday? Last Monday? I woke up and I wanted to start my own business, right? And I was like super gung-ho about it. I was all for it. It was crazy. And so then obviously, like when a new idea first springs up, you tend to get like that, or I do at least. I tend to get like that. But then reality kind of set in and I was like, well, I don't know. I forgot what I was thinking about doing. But at the end of the day, I just wanted to be my own boss. I wanted to just kind of like have my own thing because I felt like, why not? Like at least I could try or at least have a side hustle or a side gig or something like that, because I've never really been that type of person, but I know I'm capable of it. And so now, after more thinking and being realistic and writing some stuff down and things like that, I finally figured out, well, obviously, I can get paid by the podcast.
Very true.
So shout out to my podcast. Everybody listening, you can support the podcast. You could tell your friends about the podcast. You subscribe to the podcast. You can do all of the above. Help your boy out. Your boy got dreams. Your boy got ambition. And I'm doing something about it. I've never, ever liked or tried to be the type of person that just talked and didn't do anything. And I have a video about that. That actually brought a video up that I'm going to get to here in a little bit about this business. Back to that. Last week when we were talking to Joseph, Joseph started his own business, which is cool. And that actually had no type of influence on me deciding to or wanting to do that. I have a powerlifting coaching cert. And I haven't really done much with that. I've trained a couple people here and there, but nothing really specific or lately. And I guess what brought that up is when I was at work, I was chilling and I have my medals on my desk and then like a poster that they made for me when I first got hired that has like some weightlifting people on there or whatever. But people would come up to me and they would ask me, yo, like they'd always be asking me like tips on working out or when can we work out together? Or, hey, can you make a program for me and blah, 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 and all this stuff. And so I'm sitting there thinking, I'm like, yo, like people get paid to do this. I know how to do it. And I'm kind of good at it.
You are. You taught me how to deadlift.
You feel me?
Although I don't do it.
But I taught you how. And so, and that's the thing, because I researched some online coaching and some stuff like that. And one of the main things was to find your niche. Niche. Find your niche. It's like a, I don't know. Niche? Find your avenue. I don't know what the word is. Find your avenue, pretty much. So that means if you're going to be an online coach, don't be one of those who does weightlifting and powerlifting and cycling and marathon training and people trying to lose weight, because then you're going to get overwhelmed with all this stuff coming in. At least
getting overwhelmed just hearing.
Right. Yeah. Or at least when you're first starting out. So kind of narrow it down. So I was thinking about that and I was like, who would my ideal athlete or client be? And I was thinking it would be a young, male or female, doesn't really matter. And when I say young, I mean like, I guess 18, 17, 18 around. I mean like when their body's not growing anymore, to I guess mid 30s, but a novice power lifter. Somebody that wanted to get stronger. Powerlifter or somebody that just wanted to be overall stronger. Because powerlifting, that's my thing. That's what I do. That's what I know about. Oh, man, that's weird. Can you close that door? Oh, it's all good. Whatever. That's what I know about. That's what I can do. So I could program somebody that wanted to be stronger or somebody that hasn't competed, but they were thinking about competing, or somebody that's competed once and then they want to do it again. Like, I would love to do that. And so thinking about that, doing it online, which is easy. And like we were talking about earlier, I was saying how many hours or minutes or whatever, how much time a day do I spend on the computer watching YouTube videos?
A lot.
And so I'm thinking in that time, nothing productive is happening. Well, maybe, because I don't, well, I do be watching stupid videos, but for the most part, I watch something that I'm going to get something out of. I do be watching stupid videos, though. I like them cringe videos. They're funny.
They're very cringe.
Oh, and Vines. I like watching old Vines. But other than that, most of the videos are like some type of workout videos or something I can learn something from. Regardless, I could be spending that time either programming for somebody or doing something online, making some type of money somehow. It could just be something that's on the side. It's not like I'm saying like, okay, I'm about to quit my job tomorrow and I'm about to start this business, sink or swim. You know, it's not like that. Obviously, you got to ease into it. Actually, while I was at work, I was thinking about this. And I was thinking, like, how come I haven't thought of this before? Because I'm always talking about some type of motivation or doing this or doing that. Like, I know I'm always talking about that, but I've never really been like, I'm going to start my own business or I want to be an online coach before. And so then I got to looking. And so back in the day, for everybody, I had a YouTube channel that I really wasn't consistent with because it was so time consuming. And I'm going to play a clip from my YouTube channel because it really hit home when I was thinking about all this. But the thing with that, that'd be great to have. And I would love to do that again. But it's editing the videos and putting them online and everything. I've always wanted a platform or somewhere where I could talk and do stuff. And that's why podcasting is so great, because I can do this and I can edit it in 2 minutes and then post it. I don't got to worry about putting an intro and then cutting this clip out and doing that clip. If I had somebody do that for me, the video editor, that would be great. I could just have them follow me around. I've always wanted to have somebody make a gym video of me.
I'll follow you around.
Buy a camera with your money. No. Okay. Anyway, so like I was saying, I've always wanted a platform. And so now podcasting gives me that, and it's super simple. Like, it is ridiculously simple. So I'm about to play this clip of me. I think it's, I don't know, it's like 8 minutes. But it's this was about a year and a half ago. And I'm talking about a particular formula. And this formula is really useful in anything. And I'll get to it in the video. Here, let me just play the video. Stop talking. Play this video.
So the Giants just lost to the Packers, like 38-13 or something like that. And it made me mad. So I felt like the first half was good. They played all right. The second half, I felt like there wasn't any effort out there and they didn't play like it was the last game that they're going to play. So in my eyes, they didn't give 100%. They weren't out there playing like it was a playoff game. They weren't fighting for their survival, I felt like. And so it made me upset. And then I just started thinking about me and myself and what's going on as far as like the gym goes. And so the past like October, November, December, and we won't count January because we're barely starting out. But so we'll say the past 3 months, as far as the gym goes, I feel like I've really stepped it up and started doing, giving more effort, started pushing myself more, started really giving 100% as far as my workouts go. So I feel really good about that. And so I was telling my mom the other day that there's a formula that I'll explain in the gym that you can apply to any part of your life. And so that kind of goes along with what All Fit Intellect is about. The quote, I guess, that's behind that is, if you have a strong mind, your body will follow. So in the gym, if you have strong thoughts, pretty much you go in the gym with the mindset to kill it, the mindset to say, no matter what happens, I'm going to get this weight up. I'm going to go down on these squats and I'm going to come up for 5 reps or however many reps you're doing, the bench press, deadlifts, whatever it is you're doing. You go in there with strong thoughts, you're going to get those strong results. You go in there with a weak mind frame, like, man, this weight is heavy, I probably can't do it, I don't want to do it, your workout's probably going to suck and you're probably not going to see as much results as you're capable of. So you're not going to be the best version of yourself. And so that's what this is all about, becoming the best version of yourself, pushing yourself to the limit so you can get, maximize your results, pretty much. So now, if you take that and apply it to a student, where college, high school, whatever, and if they go in to a test or the semester with the mind frame, I'm going to study hard, I'm going to get A's, I'm going to graduate, whatever. They're going to go, they're going to grind, they're going to put in the work, they're going to pass those tests, they're going to do whatever they can to make sure that their work's turned in, they're successful, and they get them A's. Now, if you go into school with the other mind frame, and I know because that's what I did, the mind frame to just barely get by, to just do barely enough, to forget homework, whatever, you're either going to fail or you're going to barely get by. So you're not going to be the best version of yourself because you're not giving it your best effort. You're barely doing whatever. Who's starting up? Man. So that formula, for me, it starts in the gym. So I can take that and apply it to whatever I do in life. And so that's the whole thing with All Fit Intellect, is using your mind, maximizing your mind capability to get the most results possible. Okay? So as far as the vlog game goes and making videos, that's always something I've wanted to do. Always something I've wanted to do. And not just to put on YouTube or for views and subscribers and all that, but just so I can have a vault to look back in and see my struggles, my successes, my PRs when I hit them, just to look back and see all the emotions and everything that went into my workouts and my progression. Just something like that. I've always wanted to make videos and do that. And I've always thought I had a voice and I've had something to say. But I've always held it inside. I've never put it out there, actually told people or tried to do anything like that. And so I've always made excuses as far as when it comes to vlogging or making videos and things like that. Like, man, I don't have a camera. It's going to be weird. I don't know where to start. It's scary. And so a day will go by and I won't do it. And then a week and then a month. And then it's becoming something like that. And so if I think about being in the gym, I would never, never go to the gym and make excuses as far as my workouts go, as far as my set coming up and like, man, this weight's too heavy, I can't do it, I would never go in the gym like that. So I have to apply, I can't tell somebody else to do it if I'm not doing it. So I have to apply that formula to everything else that I'm doing, if I'm going to tell everybody else to. It's like when I first started working out, I got a membership at Planet Fitness. No knock on Planet Fitness, but I got a membership there. And I had, up to that point, I had never been to a gym in my life. I had no idea how to work out. I didn't know what a pump was. I didn't know what a barbell. I didn't know nothing, absolutely nothing about working out. all I knew is that I wanted muscles. That's all I knew. And so it's scary. You go into the gym and you see some swole people. Not that they're swole people Planet Fitness, but being like the skinniest dude in the gym and seeing all these people working out and having no idea, it's something scary. But just being there is putting those words into action, and you're doing way more than those people that are just sitting on the couch not doing anything, just wishing and thinking, man, if I started, what would it be like? You've already beat them, and you've already won because you're already out there making it happen. And so that's what I was doing when I was at the gym. And now I can look back and see my progression. I can see where I've grown. I can see how my mind has gotten stronger, how my body has gotten bigger, like things like that. And so now, and applying it to making videos and vlogging, I got to start somewhere. I'm not going to know everything about it. I'm not going to start off booming. Not even that's my goal. I just want to look back and see it, but I have to start. If I don't start, I'll never get there. Just like working out, just like anything else, just like being valedictorian, if you want to do that, you've got to start somewhere. Put in that work, studying late, doing all those things, just like grinding in the gym. And so that's the whole point of this video, so that I can look back. So this is a start, so that I can look back and see this and see that I'm putting that formula, not just in the gym, but I'm actually using it and applying it to this, so that I can maximize my results and be the best version of myself. And maybe somebody else will see that and they'll say, hey, you know what? I saw that. I got my butt off the couch. I got a gym membership. Or I saw this video and I went hard on my homework and I aced my test, or whatever it is. Just be the best version of you. But you'll never be that until you actually start and actually do something.
Straight five. Was that five?
That was five.
Five. No R. You got to say it fast. Straight five.
Five.
Well, you know, yeah. I mean,
okay. That was too much. Sorry.
Yeah, it's all good. But yeah, so exactly like that, like what I was saying in the video. You'll never do any of that or know any of that if you don't try. And I'm not saying that everybody in the world's got to get up and they got to be and they got to do something, because everybody's not built for that. You know, everybody's not built for that. So for the people that are built for that, this is for you. And so when I was in the video, when I was talking about always having a voice, or thinking I had a voice and wanting a platform for that and everything, it takes time, and it takes you got to find what works for you, which is why I'm still talking, which is why I'm podcasting now, because the videos, like, and I'm not making excuses, I'm being real, I really didn't have time for that. But I didn't let that stop me, because I'm still here. Podcasting fits my lifestyle, my schedule, better than having a YouTube channel and blogging does. So as long as you're still moving, it's not a failure. So I'm not going to say I failed at doing that, because I'm still here. And so
you just found something that works better for you.
Yeah, which is actually like progression.
Yeah.
Bet.
Growth.
Exactly. And so like I was talking about, That reminded me of a point that I want to hit real quick, because that reminded me of working out. And that's why I want a novice young person, because I like to teach mental strength and I like to see them grow and learn that. And somebody that's been lifting 10, 15 years, they probably already know that. Not to say that I wouldn't pick somebody, a client, but my ideal person would be a novice. And the reason what made me think of that is because a lot of people think you go to the gym, you got to lift as much weight as you can, and if you don't, you failed. And it's like, nah, bro, like, if you don't know how to deadlift, you need to take 315 off the bar if you can barely get that, and put 225 on there, or put a comfortable weight on there, and really get the form down and practice that over and over and over until you can pull it correctly. So just because you're going down in weight doesn't mean you're going backwards, because you're learning how to do it correctly, which means you can do it longer, and which means you can do it better. So you're really progressing. But that mindset has to be taught. Like, you won't just know that. Oh, that's free advice right there. I should be paying me for this, man. Oh, that's what I'm saying. That was good stuff. For that five, straight 5. That's what I should call this podcast.
You should.
Because I got to change the name to the podcast. I don't know what I'm going to change it to. I got to think of something catchy, but I got to change the name of the podcast.
Whoever's listening to this, this is very motivating.
Bet.
I like to listen to him talk about the gym, even though I don't work out.
That's all right. You like to listen.
Okay, I like cool. Your mental, like your... How you think about it, rather, I should say.
That's what's up. And see, and that's what I'm saying. Like, I would love to teach people that. And I can. I just have to do it. I can have an online platform. And the same energy and amount of time it takes for me to sit there and watch a 20-minute Vine video is time that I could be putting a workout program together or a meal prep program and shooting that off to them. And doing all that type of good stuff. So, honestly, I really don't know how to start this. I did watch some YouTube videos. I did read some articles. I know that I got to set up a website, like a bio, like a description. I don't know, just something cool. I know that I can do this, and I want to do this. And it can be something that takes up a minimal amount of time and something that I'm really good at and something that I enjoy and that I like doing, and I could get paid for it. And so it's like, why not? I'm trying to think of all the free advice and workouts that I've given away in the past, because I have a lot. There's been many times when people have asked me for stuff in the gym and I'm just like, yeah, okay, cool.
You just teach them.
And it's like, nah, bro. Even the Joker, when he was in that movie with Batman, what's the movie? With Heath Ledger, he said, if you're good at something, don't do it for free. And that's 5. Straight 5. That might be the name of this podcast. I doubt it, because people won't be able to say that, or they won't even know what it means. So, 5. Straight 5. Speaking of that, since I'm switching everything up, I'm going to be dropping episodes when I want to. Like, there's no point. I mean, I got it to once a week, but it's like, people ain't really waiting for Tuesday. Oh, snap, Tuesday, 8 a.m., another episode. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody really listening like that. So I'm going to just be dropping episodes whenever I want. Because I had this in my head, and then I was thinking about it for a while, and then I kind of forgot some stuff. Even though I'm sure this episode came out pretty good. I liked what I did with it here. And that's the whole progression thing. But I'm going to be dropping episodes when I want. I'm going to rename it. I am going to launch this online coaching thing. I just have to get all the, what is it called, all the eggs in hat, or not like all the balls in order. Like, I don't know if that's
weird. I don't know what you're trying to say.
I gotta line up my stuff. Like, I gotta get everything right.
You just gotta get everything organized, everything in order,
pretty much. I gotta get everything. I don't know what I was trying to say.
I don't either.
It's gonna come to me in like a week or something. But I just gotta get everything in order. I'm gonna keep all the episodes around 30 minutes, because like I said, when you're new, ain't nobody trying to listen to you for that long. So if you have listened this far, appreciate you. Support your boy, man. Support the podcast. Subscribe to the podcast. Tell your friends about the podcast. Get on the podcast. Holla at me if you want to get on the podcast. I really need to be better at that. And so now, this is my thing. And I'm going to say this real quick, because I'm hitting 25 minutes here. I am the type of person to try to do too much when I want to do something. So it's like, oh, I want to do this. And so then I'm like, okay, well, let me do that. Oh, but I want to do this. And let me go over here and do that. So I got like all these things going on, plus my real life, and things just get kicked to the wayside. So I really got to focus on what I want to do. So right now it's going to be this podcast and then the online coaching thing, because I can really, really make that happen. And y'all help me out. If y'all mess with me, straight 5. But that was this episode. I'm out.